From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Tyler Robinson, a 22-year-old man, charged in assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk, appeared in person Thursday for the first time in Utah County Court since the September 10th shooting. This was the first face-to-face appearance after previous participating in hearing via video. During the hearing before 4th District Judge Tony Graff, lawyers debated media access and courtroom restrictions, including disputes over whether news outlets violated a court order by photographing Robinson in restraints. Judge Graff stopped the proceedings briefly to address those concerns, but ultimately allowed cameras to remain, saying removing them entirely would be inappropriate for matters at hand. Under an early order, Robinson was made wear civilian clothes during the hearings to uphold his presumption of innocence, but must also wear at least restrictive restraints due to the serious nature of the charges. Robinson faces multiple charges, including aggravated murder, after authorities say he fatally shot Kirk during the Turning Point USA event at Utah Valley University, and prosecutors have indicated that they will seek the death penalty in his conviction. The hearing also touched on closed proceedings and motions filed by media organizations seeking greater involvement in discussion about what court information and records may be released. A future hearing on media access is scheduled later in December. The Dawn family continues to spread holiday cheer in Bay City's beloved Santa's house near Veterans Memorial Park, a long-standing tradition that brings the Christmas spirit to life for visitors of all ages. Inside the festivities, the decorated cabin, guests are greeted by twinkling lights, animated elves, and miniature trains running overhead, a favorite attraction for children. The highlight remains meeting Santa himself, carrying on the custom that began more than three decades ago, thanks to Mary Ida Doan, her late husband, Nate. The couple first opened Santa's house in 1991 after transforming the 1920s cabin, once located at Washtenaw Park. Nate, who passed away in 1997, was known for his dedication in the role of Santa Claus and to the community. In 1999, the family relocated the cabin and it currently sits at 1001 John F. Kennedy Drive. Now 87, Mary Ida continues the mission she and Nate began, supported by her family's donations and community goodwill. Santa's house remains open through December 22nd. Welcome visitors weekdays from 6 to 8:30 p.m. and weekends from 1 to 4 p.m. and 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. also on the weekends. We'll be right back after this word.
Heart disease and stroke can affect women at any age. In fact, almost half of women over the age of 20 are living with some form of cardiovascular disease.
I never thought it could happen to me.
Women experience unique life stages such as pregnancy or menopause
that can increase their risk of developing cardiovascular disease over the course of their lifetime.
But here's the good news. Women have the best resource.
We have each other.
Visit goredforwomen.org today to learn more.
Attorney General Dana Nessel joined a bipartisan coalition of 44 state attorney generals in urging Congress to allot more funding for the security of federal judges and courthouses. The coalition, in a signed letter, highlighted the rising frequency of threats, hostile incidences, and targeted act of violence against federal judges, their family, and court staff. Judicial security funds have been subject to hard freeze for two consecutive years, leaving resources inadequate for essential security needs like court security officer salary, physical monitoring systems, and courthouse infrastructure. Attorney General Nessel emphasizes that a functioning democracy requires judges that are able to perform their duties honestly, ethically, and in accordance with the law, without fear of violation or intimidation. The requested resources are also needed to fully implement a voluntary management program established under the 2022 Daniel Authority Judicial Security and Privacy Act. This act, named for murdered son of federal judge, aimed to remove judges' personally identifiable information from data broker websites. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.